Yes, I know I have a big announcement coming up. Chuck has reminded me. Chuck called in. Thank you very much, Chuck. Trish has reminded me. And I promise, the next break, I will have the big announcement for you. I think you'll enjoy it. We'll see. I hope you will. I don't know. You might say, oh, good God, no, please, please, no. We'll see. But one thing I do want to tell you in this break, Key of Caustic. Jimbo Jones wanted me to remind everybody that they will be playing at the Middle East on Saturday. Yes, this Saturday. They're with the Renegade Cartel, Bay State, and Robotic Hawks. I think I'll have some Key of Caustic coming up next to start the next set off. But we finished with this set with Miss Georgia Peach with Backside of Dallas. That's off her Aloha from Kentucky from Rumbar Records. We started things off at some Bill Woods with The Story of Susie. Poor Susie. From 1960. I think that's off one of my Kim Folley compilations. It's gotta be. We threw in the Sex Pistols with Pretty Vacant because I started watching that Hulu show about the Sex Pistols. Yeah, it's a little cheesy, but they got some good music in it. And, like this morning when I woke up and I was just feeling down because of everything going on, I play a song sometimes that I can't play on the radio station here from the Sex Pistols, Bodies, because there's some choice words in that. I like doing my show. I don't want to get kicked off the air. Jay Giles Band by request. George, my brother, wanted to hear some Whammy Jammer, so we played the live version. And I don't know, for some reason listening to that, it prompted me to some Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs with Foggy Mountain Breakdown, otherwise known as the theme to Bonnie and Clyde. And I actually have a Bonnie and Clyde song. I don't think I'm going to play it today by Georgie Fame, The Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde. All right, enough of me. Oh, WMFO at 91.5 FM. We're legal. It's 105. It has not gotten 106, so we are legal. So got to make sure I'm legal and say WMFO in Medford. On the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. Enough of me. Hey, I wonder if somebody's beeping at me. Here's some Key of Caustic. And again, remember, they are playing at the Middle East this Saturday.
Baby, she mine, oh mine, she can rock. Oh yeah, she can rock. She rock it through, lady, till you holler stop.
I like the way you move.
Why is it every time I play the Dead Kennedys, I want to follow it up with some human sexual response with Jackie Onassis? I don't know. Anyways, that's what we just finished up there. We just finished up with the... I gotta stop the CD play. It's driving me crazy here. There we go. All right. Dead Kennedys with Viva Las Vegas. It's off of their Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables LP. 1980-something or something. We started things off with some Key of Caustic with She Can Rock. They've released that. That's one of their singles they released. And as I said, they should be at the Middle East Saturday night. So please check them out. Followed up with a little Ike with She Can Rock. A Champion release from 1959. I have it on a compilation here that I put away. Mad Mike's Monsters Volume 1. Chelsea Curve with Jamie Come On from their All the Things off Red on Red Records. That song is climbing up, folks, so hopefully it gets some mainstream rock and mainstream radio play. The Yardbirds with Good Morning Little Schoolgirl from 1965. As I said, the Dead Kennedys with Viva Las Vegas. Alright, so everybody's wondering, what is this special announcement, Chris? What is this special announcement? Okay, so last year at this time, we were still doing remote broadcast. And in June of 2001 is when Strike the Box started. And I was kind of sad that I couldn't do a 20th anniversary live in the studio here. Hold on, I gotta get... What did I do with my CD I was gonna play here? Hold on. This is what you call bad radio. So, hold on, I gotta eject this one. Just, I know you're waiting there. Going, what is he gonna say? What is he gonna say? Oh my god, Hold on, I gotta get to the track here. I should have done this beforehand, but I didn't. It's way in there. It's a big CD, so there we go. Okay. Alright, so. As I said, 2001, I started my time here at WMFO. I think it was June 6th, I think, was my first show I did here. So. In honor of my 21st anniversary, my start of my 22nd year here at WMFO. It's going to be a live show next week. Not only a live show. All right, calm down. Not only a live show, but a 4-hour show. All right, yep, 4-hour show. I haven't done a 4-hour show, I think, since like my first year at WMFO here. But there's nobody before me, and there's nobody after me. So I can do it. I should be able to do it, God willing. So hopefully you can tune in next week to the anniversary show for Strike the Box. It's going to be 4 hours, and I warn you, it is going to be free form from one end to the other. This stuff I'm going to be playing that I'd love to play in a two-hour set, but it's just sort of like they don't want to hear this. They want to hear something else. But I'm throwing in the kitchen sink next week, so hopefully you enjoy it. Let's get back to some music. At the end of next week, I'm probably going to need some shock treatment.
You are sweet as roses in the morning,
and you to me
are soft as summer rain at dawn in love we share. That's something rare. The sidewalks in the street, the concrete and the clay beneath my feet
begins to crumble,
but love will never die,
because we'll see the mountains tumble
before we say goodbye. My love and I will be in love eternally.
That's the way,
that's the way it's meant to be.
All around
I see the purple shades of evening,
and on the ground
shadows fall, and once again you're in my arms so tenderly. The sidewalks in the street,
the concrete and the clay beneath my feet
begins to crumble,
but love will never die,
because we'll see the mountains crumble
before we say goodbye.
My love and I will be in love eternally. And that's the way, that's the way it's meant to be. Sidewalks in the street,
the concrete and the clay beneath my feet
begins to crumble,
but love will never die,
because we'll see the mountains tumble
before we say goodbye.
My love and I will be in love eternally.
That's the way,
that's the way it's meant to be.
That's the way.
That's the way, that's the way it's meant to be. That's the way, that's the way it's meant to be. In a little cafe, just the other side.
Bye.
Remember, Chris, fade the right one up, fade the right one up, and fade the right one down. Look to see what it says there. DJ Mix, not Web Skype. Okay. Just finished up with some Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys with The Reckoning Is Here. That might come off of a brand new... I literally just got it. Rebel Rouses 2, I think, from Rumbar Records. It's a single off a couple of a compilation of Rumbar Records, but I believe that they actually have an album coming out. I looked late last night at my mail and saw that that was from Rumbar. We had the Ramones with Gimme Gimme Shock Treatment, because I probably am going to need shock treatment even before going next week's show. As I said, it's going to be hopefully 4 hours, anything and everything, and I do mean anything. Just remember, if you don't like the song, just wait 3 to 4 minutes, maybe even less than that, and the next song will come on. Hey, and if you want to make a request for next week, go to the Strike the Box show group there and, hey, do you have this? Can you play that? And I might even take some phone calls. I don't usually give the number out anymore because I get so busy trying to look for stuff, so we'll see how it goes. What could happen in 4 hours? Some Kid Gulliver with their brand new single, Nothing But Trouble, off of Red on Red Records. Welcome back to Kid Gulliver. They finished up their trip over in Madrid. They had an awesome time. And welcome back Chelsea Curve, who was over in Liverpool. They're back. Jay and the Americans with Come a Little Bit Closer. Oh, no. Unit 4 Plus 2 with Concrete and Clay. And as I was listening to that, Jay and the Americans popped into my head with Come a Little Bit Closer, because originally I was going to play Lonely Lisa and the Lost Cowboys next, but Jay and the Americans popped in. Hey, did you know that Robin Lane, you remember Robin Lane, her Dirt Road to Heaven album release brunch show is coming soon. Yeah, oh yeah, Sunday, June 26th at the Burn in Somerville. So check out, it's an event by 24 Hour Concerts, Red on Red Records, and Robin Lane. So again, Sunday, June 26th is Robin Lane's album release brunch show, Dirt Road to Heaven. I don't have a lot at Robin Lane, but I do have this, and we'll play it next. You're listening to Chris on Strike the Box.
From Steve's Theme Park, and you're listening to Strike the Box with Christopher Major on WMFO 91.5.
know what that music means? That music means I gotta pick up my stuff and get on out of here. And you're probably saying, but Chris, it's only at 1:47. Why are you leaving so soon? I'll tell you in a second. First, let me tell you, we just finished up with some Clash with 1977. We started things off with some Robin Lane and the Chartbusters, When Things Go Wrong, from 1980. Again, she will be at the Barn for her brunch release album show, something like album release brunch show, her Dirt Road to Heaven. That's going to be on June 26th at 12 p.m. So make sure you go to Davis Square and check out the Barn. Some Frankie Avalon, Annette Funicello, and the cast of Bikini Beach. I have that on a compilation called Summer Beach Party, originally released in 1962. And Steve's Theme Park with the famous Transatlantic Dance Band off of his new LP, It's a Global Rock Thing. So please check that one out. All right, so don't know if you know, but on Sunday, May 26th, I think it was the 52nd anniversary of the release of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Now, I have an album. I have the album. When I got this, I don't know if it was my birthday or Christmas, but I immediately, you know, like the next week, I came in the studio here and played the last three tracks from it. And as the last track was happening, I got a call from a caller and said, and I was kind of shocked because he said, that hasn't been played in a lot of years. I'm like, what are you talking about? He says, that's the mono version of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And if it's vinyl, it hasn't been played in years. I says, you're right. So I don't know if he's listening. If he is, hopefully you'll enjoy this. I am Chris. This is Strike the Box. And I'll be happy next week to be starting my 22nd year here at WMFO in Medford.
lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. Didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was from the house of mine. I saw a film today, oh boy. The English army had just won. A crowd of people turned away, but I just had to look. Having read the book, I'd love to turn you
Who's been telling us the world? But who's been telling us the world? Yeah.